Hello, my name is Angela. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911 right now. Or you call in to find a testing site that is near you today.
I have a question. I made an appointment for a vaccine on February 5th, and I haven't been called back yet. And I know a couple that are my age or younger that made an appointment just a week ago, and they got in just a couple days ago.
So you registered with us here at this number?
At this number? Well,
mm-hmm.
I went to the website and registered.
Okay. All right. Well, we registered you here at a different number. You called in to find a testing site. I don't know about their website. That has nothing to do with us here. I can register you here if you want me to.
Oh, okay. The thing is, do you know how I can maybe, do you have a number I could call to find out?
No, sir. We are the number you can call. Or you can call your local county health department if they're take your call. I'm not sure because they were overwhelmed with calls. That's why they gave them to us.
Oh.
But I can still, if I were you, I would still let me register you so to make sure you're in the system. Because they should be getting the vaccine soon.
Okay, great.
All right, so let's get you registered with me. I don't know, something might have happened with the online one.
Yeah, okay.
All right, hold on just a second.
Okay.
You called the wrong number, so give me a minute to find the right page for you. Okay, there we go. What's your county?
County Madison.
Madison, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Spell your first and last name for me, please.
George Stroud, Stroud.
Okay. George is your first name, correct?
Right.
And then Stroud, I spelled it right too. Stroud.
Right.
All right. And your phone number?
256-426-8253.
All right. I'll call it back out to you. 256-426-8253.
Yes. And could I make an appointment for my wife too?
Yes, I can. No, we're not making appointments now. We're pre-registering you for the county health department, Madison.
No.
They're going to be the ones to contact you. Do you have an email address?
No. It would be mine. If you could put down mine, it'd be good.
Put down what now?
For the email address?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's gmssstro@netzero.net.
Okay, I'm going to call it back out to you. You said G as in girl, M as in mister, Sam, Tom, Robert, ostrich@netzero.net.
Correct.
All right. All right. Hold on just a second. All right. What's your age?
It is 74.
74. All right. We're going to do your wife next as soon as I select Madison County from this list. Let me keep going down. Madison, there we go. You said 74?
Yes,
sir. All right, that's what I thought I heard. Thank you for providing that information. You'll be contacted once an appointment becomes available. Let me save that and come back in for your wife. What's her first and last name?
Okay, her name is Valerie Stroud.
Okay, I can spell both of those. Hold on just a second.
Valerie? Yes, ma'am.
All right. And last name,
Stroud. Right.
And same phone number?
You could put down her phone number. I have
okay.
It.
256. What's the rest?
Right. 631. 8644.
Okay. Do you want me to use the same email?
Yes, if you
all
will.
Right. 256-631-8644. And I'm going to go back. I got the email, so give me a minute. I'm going to call it back out. gmssstro@netzero.net.
Right.
All right. And county is Madison. Let me find it again on the list. Hold on just a second. I went down 1 2 minute. Madison, what's her age?
She is 64.
64. Okay. All right. Thank you for providing that information. Once again, you will be contacted once an appointment becomes available, meaning that the health department in Madison County will contact you once they get the vaccine. They'll tell you where to go, what day, and what time. Anything else? I can help you. Anyone else you want to register?
No, that'd be great. I appreciate your help.
Stay safe. You're welcome. Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine registration line. You enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.